I'm Alex.
And I'm Rob.
I'm from Novi Sad, Serbia.
And I'm from New York City.
I'm a Scorpio.
I'm a Taurus.
I'm a man.
And I'm a woman.
We are both very different.
And yet, we have a lot to talk about.
Hi. We're excited to bring you today's episode all about YouTube. We're big fans, so we cannot wait to talk about this topic. Enjoy.
I'm so excited about this episode.
Me too.
Because I love YouTube so much. And it's the one thing, not the one thing, but something we both have a passion for.
Haha.
What? Why do you watch YouTube?
I watch YouTube because I don't watch TV.
Like, what uses do you have of YouTube?
Yeah, I think that the important thing is convenience, not just of YouTube, but any kind of streaming services that you... It's basically like for the, let's say, our generation, like you search for your content. You don't wait to be presented to you. That's the...
Yeah.
I realized that that's the case with me. As you know, I don't watch TV, so...
That's very true.
And for YouTube, when you log in onto YouTube, eventually, like after a few days, you just get a content that you like and search. So I don't see things that I don't want to see.
Exactly.
Or most of it.
It's also like a great learning tool. Like if you're like, I don't know how to do something, you just search it on YouTube and you're like, oh, great.
Yes.
Somebody knows how to do it.
True.
My favorite type of YouTube videos... I don't know why. I really love fitness influencers. That's really who I like. So like Chloe Ting and MadFit, I really like to watch because you can get free exercise workouts on YouTube, which I really love. But also from watching those videos, like you said, then I get suggestions for other people. And one of the girls that I really love is Kelty O'Connor. She's a Canadian ex-basketball player. Mm-hmm. And she was living in Toronto for a while, and she just moved to Vancouver. Mm-hmm. But her content is just all kinds of, like, sometimes she'll try, like, I tried Tom Brady's workout routine, or, like, what he eats in a day. Or she'll be like, I want to become a gymnast. So she learned how to stretch like a gymnast. And she's just very much like your average girl, but she... but she's just so enjoyable to watch. She's just really funny.
That's great.
And then this other girl that's also in the same vein that I really love. I started watching her videos 2 years ago, and her name is Stephanie Buttermore. And recently she's gotten a lot of attention because she did this thing called an all-in journey. So she was kind of known on...
It's about what?
So... She was known on YouTube for doing this thing, these like big cheat meals. So she would do like 5,000, 10,000 calorie challenges. And she's this tiny little thing. And everyone's like, how does she eat that much? Even her boyfriend, who's like a bodybuilder, he's like, I have no idea how she eats this much. But it turns out that she has this medical condition that basically is excessive hunger. And the only way that she could find to... balance all this out was to go all in, which is basically where you allow your hunger cues to take over. So if you have to eat 10,000 calories that day to feel sufficiently fulfilled hunger wise, then you eat 10,000 calories.
Whoa, that's a lot.
So she is a she has a PhD. She does cancer research. She is a bodybuilder. So she's like, you know what? I'm just gonna try this. It sounds like it makes sense to get your body to an equilibrium naturally. So she started doing it, and the first like 3 months she became like super bloated. She gained a lot of weight pretty fast for her body type, I should say, because she's already like super skinny, very lean, and she gained I think about 50 pounds. And then, you know, she kind of looked like like your average girl. Like, you wouldn't assume that she's a bodybuilder, definitely, but she definitely wasn't overweight. She was extremely bloated, though, in her face and stuff. So she documented her whole journey. And a few months ago, she actually passed the year mark. And now she was working out that whole time, but just not with the intention to lose weight just to mm-hmm. keep in shape. And she ended up finding, like, the past 3 or 4 months, she's kind of maintained this equilibrium weight. And she looks great. It's mm-hmm. like, I just thought it was such an interesting journey to document. And it was also really cool because she kind of blew up on the internet because all these people are watching her do this, you know. She's known for doing these crazy challenges, and now all of a sudden she's kind of going the opposite and just trying to better her health through eating, which is really interesting. But yeah, so she's one of my favorites. Yeah. What do you most find yourself watching?
Something about cars. Huh. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, makes sense. Everybody knows that about you already.
Yeah. But yeah, can be like, I guess can be divided in few categories. I believe you can say the same for you. Like,
oh yeah.
Let's say I most of the things I watch is about cars. Most of them, yes, but there is always some that I just watch and don't really follow. Mm-hmm. Because again, in YouTube, it's like a kind of a resurging.
Yeah.
And you don't have to like really follow them to have like a new content. You just can click. So basically like cars, and then like, I guess some kind of learning thing. Either is that like a psychology. I follow a few like psychologists, relationship coaches, that kind of deal. And
yeah, we love Stephanie.
Oh yes, we do.
Stephanie Lin. She's a Boston-based life coach. She's great.
Yes. Life and relationship coach. I think she has like a psychology PhD, something like that. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, she's great. And then like just a few randoms, like I guess like a lot of people are listening to the Joe Rogan's podcast. That he's all over the place. So you can find whatever you want, from doctors to like, I don't know, starlets, whatever.
Yeah, he's not my favorite person, but I do find that, like, there's certain episodes that I'm like, ugh, I don't like these people that he's interviewing or, like, what they're talking about.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then there's other ones where you're like, that is so interesting.
I mean,
you're like, that is, like...
Definitely. I mean, also, I'm not into, like, wrestling or whatever he does also, like, I don't know anything about that, and I'm not totally interested, but definitely, yeah, I mean, there is a lot of episodes that I didn't even, like... but there are some randos that I was like, who is this guy? Whoa, this is interesting. So, you know.
Yeah. And you also love a Jay Leno's garage moment.
Oh, yeah. That thing I follow religiously.
Yeah.
Also, mind you, if it is like a car that I'm really not interested in, I will not like, okay, this is nothing special. But like it's once a week, so like last week was the one of the cars that I really love, and it was like in the background, in the garage itself when they do a filming. It's one of the cars that is basically in the main frame in the background. And I was like, come on, Leno, do the one episode about the car,
mm-hmm.
and finally, and he was like referring to that. I got a lot of requests from like comments and stuff. People asking me to do episode about this car. We did it like a channel. It's like 10 years old, and when you look like the first episodes, the quality was not, of course, mm-hmm, like good, mm-hmm. and it was like a 4 or 5 minute segments, and he did about that car like a 4 minute segment like almost 10 years ago. So he was like, nah, I think we didn't do the car the justice, so let's like, and people are asking for it, so let's like do it again, because they're doing segments now from like 20 to up to like 40 minutes even. So
yeah, I actually didn't even know that Jay Leno was into cars until you told me this YouTube series. So I wonder if who else who's listening to this today is like, oh, Jay Leno's into cars? Maybe I'm the only one who didn't know that, but it seems like a lot of comedians just love cars.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he what's the guy that you also...
Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld. He has the comedians in cars getting coffee. That also started on YouTube.
Yes, and he's a car guy. He Jay featured him at his garage, at his YouTube channel few times. So yeah, he's also a car guy. So, and few stand-up comedians also. Joe Rogan actually, one episode like few years ago, Leno was at his studio, so they did the episode. They were talking about like stand up because both of them are doing stand up, and they are talking about the cars because also Joe is also kind of a car guy. So you know.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of stand up, actually, so another group that I love, they're mm-hmm. from Ireland, and they're called Foil Arms and Hog. And mm-hmm. if anyone here who's listening has not seen their sketches, they're just one of the funniest comedy groups I have ever watched. Like, my mom and I are obsessed with them. We just constantly send each other videos of theirs. And they tour all around the world. Obviously not now because of the pandemic. But yeah. they are so funny. It's just these three guys. They do really quick little segments that are just so relatable. So I highly recommend watching them.
Yeah.
I, just like you are attached to Jay Leno's garage, I am super attached to Kara and Nate, which is a travel couple, and I actually forced you to watch them with me.
They're great. Exciting, funny, smiley. That's great, yeah.
I want us to be like them someday, where they just... So they originally... They wanted to record their first big travel outside of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So Kara bought a camera and they just kind of recorded their experience for their family and they posted it on YouTube. Through that, they kind of learned how to edit. They actually made a documentary about this. So they go way in depth about how it all started. Mm-hmm. But eventually they started traveling full time. Kara learned how to edit. Nate learned more about the actual filming equipment, so he's usually in charge of the actual filming and she does the mm-hmm. editing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had a goal of traveling to 100 countries in a year. It ended up taking them 4 years, but they have all these amazing videos of all the places they've been. And now that they've accomplished their goal, they were planning on traveling more this year, but because of COVID-19, they decided to buy a van. And now they're kind of van lifers and they're traveling across the U.S. But their content is just so well shot.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
They do a really good job of explaining the area that they're in. And they're also just your average travelers, like, you know, bargain hunters. They're looking for the best experience, but they're not looking for the most expensive experience. And they make a lot of mistakes. Like, they'll miss flights, they'll miss buses, they'll end up in the wrong place. And it just makes you, it inspires me to want to travel more. Like I said to you, it's like, I really hope that we can be content creators like them someday, where they're like, that is my goal. I want to be like traveling around the world and recording everything that I see for other people to see.
There you go, kids. You heard it first here.
I'm manifesting it.
Oh, yeah. Stephanie said you have to manifest. Yeah, she's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We love Steph.
Oh, she's great. She's like an encouragement to, like, I told you to, I sent you a few links. Like, she's a great encouragement to women generally, like, speaking, but also to women, which I think that's important, so.
Like, cause isn't she, she's divorced.
Yes.
And has two kids. And I love her Instagram. A lot of YouTubers...
Yeah, her Instagram is very fun.
Her everyday experience, like, she'll be like, I used to curl my hair every day, and now I just put it up, and I don't care about anything. Like, the other day, she was like, everyone's asking me about my skincare routine, and I'm just going to be honest. I use a lot of filters on here. She's like, look at my sun damage.
Yeah. To be fair, she's like beautiful. I
oh my god, yes.
I bet she looks okay without makeup also.
Oh yeah.
So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but very very funny like Instagram page. And also recently I stumbled upon like a YouTube channel like Come Curious, those two girls talking about sex. They also have a podcast.
Oh my god. I loved them. I really loved them. That was like I started following them too. They're basically just two girls that love sex and they're just like, come listen to us talk about random stuff.
Yeah.
And I also love them because they'll be like, we're making a video on this topic today. You know, we're redoing a video because the last video we did we didn't like.
Yeah, that's true. And also I stumbled about their episode about herpes, and they both said they openly, right, that they have herpes. Which is kind of brave because it's very, very stigmatized. But it's kind of, I didn't know that, like, because they're from UK. In UK, from 10 people, 7 people have herpes.
Were they talking about genital herpes or were they talking about like cold sores?
They're talking about two types of herpes. One is genital, one is like mouth-based, but there's like there are different types. And apparently there is also mm-hmm. a percentage of people that can have like genital herpes and don't have any kind of symptoms, but can transmit it.
That's terrifying.
Yes.
But see, you learn something. You can learn everything on YouTube.
Yeah, so basically like even today in 21st century, like, about sex especially are not we are not taught in school
or taboo
or taboo, and they're also talking about that. And that brings me to the another YouTuber, the channel is called Sexplanation. She's Lindsay Doe. She's a clinical sexologist. Yes. And that's more like facts and more like she's also kind of funny, witty, but she's like a doctor and she's talking about all kind of different things. I'm following her like definitely longer than these two girls, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, there's a doctor that I follow called Dr. Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And he originally went viral because he was just good looking, but he's also really it's great.
Funny, yeah.
So he's a general practitioner and he's actually just really great at explaining overall concepts when it comes to health and mm-hmm. Medical practices. And he does like a few videos that are like kind of like doctors react to Grey's Anatomy or like random shows.
Uh-huh,
but right, he's yeah, also yeah. done such a great job of covering the COVID-19 situation
mm-hmm.
and kind of breaking down how it's working. That's why YouTube is great, because it can lead you into the realm that you're really looking for.
Yes, of course.
There's also times where then you end up watching stuff that either isn't true or you're like, I'm actually not interested in this at all. But sometimes it leads you to a gem.
Yes, you definitely can be steered from the... You can definitely like waste your time on YouTube. Let's put it that way.
Actually, so another guy that's super big, his name is Brad Mondo, hair expert. He was one of those that I just kind of went down a rabbit hole of like hair videos. I have no idea why. And I ended up finding him. And I love his videos. He does a lot of reaction videos of people doing their own hair and messing it up.
Yeah.
And he's just so, he's really funny, but he's also just so nice to them. Like, it'll be like, this girl literally burns off her hair with bleach. And he's like, oh, honey, you should really not do that. You know, instead of being like, you idiot. Who's a YouTuber that's new to you that you're really obsessed with lately?
Yeah, there is like a show about again about cars, but it's kind of
mm-hmm.
they're not doing just like new cars. Sometimes they would do like enthusiast cars from like a few years ago. So they will have like used car, but really mm-hmm. like enthusiast car. It's like a kind of, if you're into cars, you know, you I remember that model and things like that. And they put it on the lifter, so they explain like underneath of the car and the mm-hmm. specific things that it had, blah blah blah. And the name is very funny. It's the channel is called Savage Geese. I don't know why they obviously like just come up with it, like because they probably know a place where you can see them, so like the so they're like let's call Savage Geese, I guess. So
are there any like YouTubers that you used to be into and now you're like, ugh, I hate watching their stuff, or like I'm just not interested anymore?
Not that I like hate, but yes, I did delete like the other day a few of the things that I was like, when I was kind of doing a little bit of cryptocurrencies, I would follow related channels that like kind of do reviews or like day-to-day analyses of like the market. So because I'm not following that anymore, that let's say I deleted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you notice, but there are a few YouTube channels that just like kind of disappear. Not disappear, but the people are not posting anymore or much.
Yeah.
So
sorry to... that's a great transition to what I was going to say. There's this girl Her YouTube name is Kate Flowers, and she's a ballerina, vegan. I used to like her stuff, so I followed her just because she seemed interesting and had some great videos, some cool topics. Her parents were in Scientology, and then they got divorced, left Scientology, and her dad ended up coming out as gay. So it's just kind of like, oh, that's an interesting story. Like, I'll watch that. And I started following her. But yeah. She had a really tough year last year, and a lot of her content started getting really negative and very much like, I don't know what you guys want to listen to from me. Like, the YouTube algorithm is against me, and nobody's watching my videos anymore. Like, and lately her stuff has been kind of like clickbaity, which is just too bad, because she, on her own, if she were to just like vlog, I'd be like interested, because she has a very interesting life. But it's too bad. But on the other hand, so do you ever find yourself just going down like a rabbit hole of like weird videos? Because I often do.
Oh, don't get me started on that one. I mean, weird.
I am not a professional climber, but for a while I was really into climbing videos. Mm-hmm. And now I'm really into parkour. And I fell into this channel that's really popular called Storer. I'm butchering it. And they're a parkouring group that have been famous, I think, since like 2010. And they became famous on Vine because one of the members jumped from a really, really high building in Hong Kong to another building. But their most latest videos are much more like challenge-based, almost like, I don't know if you know anything about professional climbing, but they do a lot of...
Not really.
So a lot of... It's more about the technique of problem-solving. So they literally say like they're doing problems. So it's more about like the technical way of getting from one spot to another. And these guys do it with parkour. So they'll be like at like a extravagant fountain, and they'll be like, how do I get from point A to point B to point C?
What's the percentage of like men versus women in parkour? Or,
well, in their group, it's all men. But they recently were hired for a Netflix film where they did all the parkour stunts. It was a movie about parkourers. And it was actually really funny because they had to wear these costumes, and they're like, these costumes aren't conducive for parkour. Like, nobody wears parkour gloves. These shoes are way too slippery. But one of the characters in this movie was a woman, so they had a stunt double that was a woman. So they kind of filmed her a little bit. I wish they included her a bit more on their coverage, but she's not in the group, so of course they try to focus on people who are in their group. But yeah, and they're based out of England.
Yeah.
So, but their whole group is just men. I've really hardly seen women on their channel, but I don't know. I'm still really interested in what they do. It's pretty crazy, the stunts that they pull. Especially the ones where they're just like hopping over rooftops from like really, really high buildings, and they'll just be like, yeah, if you fall, you're dead. And it's crazy to watch when they're doing things on the ground, how often they do make mistakes that you're like, man, how have none of them died yet?
Yeah, it's a kind of interesting. Parkour. It started in France, as far as I remember. So
yeah,
I just realized that I didn't mention if you're again into cars and you like to fix things, there is a guy. His channel kind of big. It's called Chris Fix. So this guy is showing you how to fix some things very easily, and it's very, very nice recorded, explained very for everybody to like understand. So it's very approachable for everybody, and especially like the positioning of the camera. I guess it's like a kind of a big job to do, especially some episodes. I mean, imagine like you're fixing something and then you still have a good angles and everything. So
you can do it yourself.
Yes. The name of the channel is Chris Fix. It's fixing cars, like how to repaint a part of your car, how to change your brake pads, how to change brake fluid. For example, I change brake fluid on that old car that I have a few years ago using his method. I obviously know the system, but I was using... he was explaining how to change brake fluid in your car system, but by yourself. Usually, it's a two-man process.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's the wonders of YouTube. You can learn some self-help from Stephanie Lin. You can get some exercise in from Chloe Ting.
Yes.
You can get your car fixed.
Yes.
And then if you're like feeling really bored, just go down the rabbit hole of Foil Arms and Hog. Well, clearly we can talk about YouTube forever.
Yes. safe to say that we can, yeah.
Now we'll pivot to something just as relevant to our lives and the lives of our listeners, which is podcasts.
Yes.
Which I find can and sometimes be just as helpful. Ironically, though, even though we make a podcast together, I do not listen to podcasts very often. The only podcasts I listen to are... I listen to a Dolly Parton podcast from NPR, which is really great, called Dolly Parton's America, I think? Dolly Parton? I don't even remember. And I listen to...
Could be.
I really like watching The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, so I listen to Becca Martinez's podcast called Chatty Broads, which she... does with her friend Jess. And that's pretty much it. Do you listen to podcasts?
Well, Joe Rogan's Experience is also
a podcast. That's a podcast.
But I'm watching it on YouTube because he has it on multiple platforms, so that's a podcast. But I'm also watching more of them than actually listening, to be honest. I started to watch like one recently here in Serbia of one guy. He's like a kind of a, he worked always in TV, and I kind of stumbled upon it. So he's hosting a bunch of like different people from here, because like I said, I don't watch TV, so so yeah, I more watch them and listen to them than actually just listen to them.
Yeah,
so.
I love YouTube so much for the same reason why I like podcasts, which is that you can, as you said, you can kind of talk about anything, and you can just like, you know, and the whole purpose is I'm only doing this for the people that want to listen. I'm not doing it for the general public. I'm doing it for those that are actually interested in what topic is being said. My dad hates, he calls it talk radio.
Talk radio. But well, it is a new concept of like, it's basically a radio. Used to be like a talk radio, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I cut you off. So he's calling.
Yeah. And in some cases, like Dax Shepard's podcast, I feel like everyone listens to his podcast, especially in the US. Because some of his episodes are like 2 hours, which is so long, and some of them are like relatively shorter, like maybe an hour 20. And
yeah,
I like his podcast, and I think it's so funny that he also does the fact checks as part of his podcasts. I think that's so funny. And I love on a long trip. And I love on a long trip to listen to his podcasts. But for me, his podcasts are kind of meant to be like tuned in and out of, like, I can come back 20 minutes later and still be a part of the conversation. Almost like if it was happening in your living room.
That's not so bad.
And you go to get a glass of water and you come back. Which is like comfy. But I also like our podcast in that, you know, it's not too long. It's it's long enough for someone's attention span to actually, for you to actually listen to everything that we have to say.
Yeah. I definitely can say
which that. Which I enjoy more.
I definitely can say that I like, I enjoy doing podcasts. So.
Yeah, me too. We should do a podcast together.
Yes, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should do that. I wonder if anyone would ever listen to it.
Well, that's a different question, yeah. Who knows, maybe. Yeah. We'll see.
Thanks for listening. We have new episodes coming out every Monday. Don't miss out. We have a lot to talk about.